Queen of Chiefs. She joins us here in the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie is in Columbia. Promises he'll be back in full regalia after the first of the year. That'll be a nice thing. Joining us later in the hour, after we have our Queen of Chiefs report, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who is a would you say eminent, preeminent? He's well known in New York, I know that. You probably listened to him for years, right, Roberta?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, been on for a long time. He's got a nice way about
popular,
him.
Popular,
he's
sword.
Popular, and he has some info on exercise and how it might help you for Christmas. Everybody overeats. We've been overeating for, what, the past month? I say that collectively. I'm just referencing you. I've actually been very good about it, if I do say so myself.
Wow, listen to this one over here. Listen to him.
There's Jennifer Horn, and Kenny is here. So, I came across this. It's sort of like I came across, it came upon a midnight clear. I think this is perhaps one of the best ever statements written by someone that we all know. Mark Twain wrote this, and it so resounds. Sing like no one's listening. Love like you've never been hurt. Dance like nobody's watching, and live like it's heaven on earth. Can you do that today, tomorrow, this week? Can you do it on New Year's Day? Can you live like that next year? Can you live like that forever, for the rest of your life? Can you sing like there's no one listening? When I sing on the air, I don't care whether people like it or they don't.
It's obvious.
Thank you. See, this is why I love these people. I don't care.
Reality check. Reality check.
I don't care. And actually, I have quite a nice voice, I do say so myself. As long as I can find the pitch, I'm fine. Sometimes I can find the pitch.
Sometimes
I can't find the pitch. It's okay, though. It's all right. It amuses me, and I know that it amuses other people, so I give them pleasure for a short period.
That's exactly why.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the thing that he wrote about love like you've never been hurt. Has anybody ever been in love and not been hurt?
Mm.
Do you know anybody who has ever loved down to the deepest part of their being? And I think at Jennifer's age, she doesn't quite know what it is.
Nope.
Yet.
You know,
but Roberta does, and I do.
So.
Hmm? You are?
I think it's kind of sad that I don't know, but I don't know.
You'll get there.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually you'll realize that all men are scum.
Oh,
I could have got that.
Present.
Good morning, Roberta.
Excluded. I don't think that I am scum. I don't know that Michael. I'm sure Kenny's not.
That was a joke, Doug.
Oh, was it? Okay. I think Kenny's first wife was, and I don't even know her. I don't even... You know what? At this point, this is because it's Christmas. You got to forgive. I had somebody very close to me say that they wanted to do just... Their object lesson is not to hate their ex-husbands. And, you know, I suppose that's... Maybe the husbands say that, too, or some husbands say that about their wives. But you get the really deep loves that somebody has are bound to have some part of the old expression, there's a thin line between love and hate. Mm-hmm. Do you really think you loved that person? I think that there's somehow or other a misstep when you do care about somebody else and you get hurt. There's something there. Sometimes be corrected, sometimes can't be corrected, but you can't love unless you've been hurt. I think that's really the bottom line. Dance like nobody is watching. How many of you dance? Or
oh, I do that all the time.
There's a great scene in one of the Downton Abbeys.
Downton Abbey, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where one of the kitchen help was asked to teach one of the servers, I forget what they call them, how to dance the foxtrot.
And
it really is. It's quite a warm. It's a really warm scene. I thought it was really kind of nice. But I was thinking about all the Miss Mackey's dance classes I went to when I was in the eighth grade. My mother was determined that I was going to learn how to dance, And I probably dance better with my cows than anything else. Not much.
Well, that's one thing that men don't understand. I mean, if you want to get the babes, you got to learn how to dance.
Really?
Too many men just don't dance, and women wind up dancing with each other.
Mm-hmm. And there's no, there's a whole different thing there. No story with that. And
but a lot of guys, you know, who've been very successful with women in the dating scene, they all dance.
Yeah.
Right, Jen? Wouldn't you want a guy who dances?
Yeah, at least a little bit. Like, you know, if you go to a wedding, you don't want somebody, I'm not going to go.
Oh, I can dance a little. I actually dance. I think what you...
I mean, I don't want a dancer because, you know, then you might be in for a problem a few years into your marriage.
What?
There's like a no return policy on this girl.
Oh. Perfect. I don't
dance. You know, a nice little don't dance ask me. Every once in a while.
Isn't that the way that song goes? I don't dance. Don't ask me. I don't... What's the rest of the lyric line, though?
I don't know. Were we alive in 1942 when that came out? What song was that that you
said? And the last thing that Mark Twain said is, live like it's heaven on earth. And the best reference I have to that is a story that's at DougStephan.com today about a young girl in Tennessee who so missed her great-grandmother who had passed on that she typed a letter, Roberta, and strapped it to a balloon and released it. And it went up there, and it doggone it if she didn't get a letter back from somebody. And that really, from her, was the presence really supposed to be the letter kind of indicates that it came from the grandmother in heaven, right, Kenny?
No, it's signed Guardian Angel.
Ah, okay. It came from the grandmother's Guardian Angel, which seemed better. How many people here believe in Guardian Angels?
I sure do.
Yep. Roberta?
Yeah. I don't think they're like angels with wings looking over us, but I do believe there are people who've loved us in the past who watch over us.
The angels with wings on them from the same storybook that Jesus is white and that, you know, that's a nothing piece of what the reality is. Is there energy around you that guides and guards you? I got to tell you, as the day is long, those beings, whatever they are around me. And I think that's something you all have to be, you don't have to be, but if you're smart and you recognize it, you're thankful. It's one of the things that you're thankful for, the guidance that you get. Because most of us are clueless. We come into this life with a lot of experiences from past lives. I completely believe in reincarnation, and we just go on as we learn our lessons, and we meet people who are my dear friend Georgette, who is leaving, actually packing up. The road trip starts tomorrow morning, and we'll follow it here on Good Day as she brings all of her belongings and their cows and stuff across the country. It'll be a great travelogue. One of the things that she has taught me, and Edgar, her husband, did, and other people who have been close to me, is how important it is to have guidance and how we, as we move from one life to another, stay as members of a tribe. She's convinced, and she's convinced me, that she and Edgar and I and others who are close to me, maybe a lot of the people that are on the farm, even Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and the people that are closest to me here on this program, we've all been together in past lives. We've all been a part of a tribe that goes...
Like an Indian tribe or like...
Well, I suppose that's a way of, a tribe, a group of people that travel together. And we bring on our souls stay together and we have experiences together. But you know what it is to be familiar with somebody. You meet someone and immediately you have this. I've met you. You have this comfort with a person. You've never met him before. Why is that?
It's like that chemistry that's just immediate. Yeah, it's there,
right.
And you can feel it.
Yeah, that's what it's about, actually, in reality. So anyway, some food for thought. So many things to be thankful for. It's very cool. And I think that's a great story. You can check it out at DougStephan.com, along with our video of the day, which is a joy and a half. A dog has a Christmas present of 210 plastic bottles. See what this dog does with those 210 plastic bottles in our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! That was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer is a massive response.
All right, the Queen of Cheap brought to you today by the folks at Kohl's, who are wrapping up their countdown to the holidays today. They're featuring all kinds of great specials. So if you're smart, you'll go to Kohl's where you can expect great things.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessarelli.
And she's all over some special Queen of Cheap deals for you for today.
Yes, these are great last-minute holiday gifts if you haven't done all your shopping yet and you're kind of stressed out. Well, take a look at these. You get $5 off of Hallmark for some last-minute cards. You spend $10, they give you $5 back, which is a really great deal. Outback gift cards. If you spend $100, they'll give you a $20 gift card just for yourself, so you can buy somebody food and get yourself too. A free meal with ticket from Fandango. This is a great last-minute Christmas gift. You buy a $50 Fandango gift card, and you get a free movie ticket for yourself. Now, this is, I think, I came across this last night, and this is the ultimate gift for a Star Trek fan. You can get a Star Trek fan their own Starfleet email address. So let's say the guy's name is Joe Smith. The email address can be joesmith@starfleet.com. Or if they don't like Starfleet and they want to be a Borg, you will be assimilated. You can get them their own Borg email address. Hey. It would be johnsmith@theborg.com. Just absolutely fantastic gift for Star Trek fans. And if all of this last-minute Christmas shopping has you tired out and hungry, head over to Starbucks, because after 2 p.m., you can get a buy one, get one free on any food item there with a coupon from Amazon Local. We have all of this listed at the DougStefan.com website under the Queen of Cheap. Tells you exactly how to go ahead and get that coupon, and has links to all of these other great Christmas ideas or holiday ideas for last-minute gifts. So you will be assimilated if you go to the Queen of Cheap and you look up all this great stuff, Doug.
All right. The website today has a story about a group of Post-it notes that were put together. A group of IT workers used the Post-it notes to get into the spirit. The picture is there. The IT team at Ducks Unlimited created a Christmas-themed tableau. You want to check it out? Check it out at DougStefan.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth. truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale.
We've done a little research to find as many different versions of this song as we think there may be. So let's see how many we can squeeze in the next 4.5 minutes or so. A little fun for Christmas Eve 2013. This is Willie Nelson with Frosty the Snowman. Hi. Everybody hold their breath. Let's find out. Let's see if we can guess who the next star is with another version of Frosty the Snowman. B.B. King? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would guess that.
Think?
Yeah. B.B.
All right, so we're not right on B.B. King. It's Albert Collins, who comes from the same school. If Richie were here, he'd be all over this. There's no lyrics. We can sing along with the lyrics, even though this is just an instrumental guitar version of Frosty the Snowman. Let's see what we come up with next on the panel.
Hey, fellas, why don't you tell us about your ice-cold friend?
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll make quick work of this.
Saturday Night Live.
The Chipmunks.
No, but I heard
Saturday
some stuff
Live
about
when,
that.
When Paul McCartney came on and
was
started
great.
Singing Christmas carols, and they had him singing like the Alvin and the Chipmunk.
That was really fun. That was a good Saturday Night Live, by the way.
Justin Timberlake was on. He was good. I heard, I don't know who else was there, but I heard.
Jimmy Fallon hosted. I mean, how else could they get Sir Paul McCartney, Madonna doing Madonna?
Uh-huh.
Barry Gibb doing Barry Gibb.
Barry Gibb, yeah. Good. All right, so
fantastic.
Next up, Frosty the Snowman, different versions thereof. Sounds like Mitch Miller. You can always tell Mitch Miller in the sing-along gang. Right? Am I right? Ah, there it is.
Sing-along with Mitch. I remember that's what it is.
Sing-along with Mitch. Nose and two eyes made out of... It's easier to sing along with this than it is some of the other versions. All right, so we're going through as many versions of Frosty the Snowman as we could find. That's, what, number six or seven? Who's next?
Sounds Beach like Boys.
This is Beach Boy music now. Is it?
Frosty
it is. Really? Good for you. Why would I dispute Kenny? He's got 3,000 Christmas songs on his soundofchristmas.com website, so why would I be silly enough to dispute? I just didn't recognize it, frankly.
The best Beach Boys Santa Claus is Coming to Town, right? Isn't that the best Beach Boys Christmas tune?
No, Bruce Springsteen's one.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about will you stop it with Bruce Springsteen? I was talking about the Beach Boys. I'm not talking about the song. I'm saying, what song was it the Beach Boys did? Little Saint Nick is the song I'm thinking about that the Beach Boys did. Has nothing. Would you just shut up about the Bruce? We haven't gotten to him yet. See? Merry Christmas, too, by the way, everybody. All right, who's next with Frosty? The best version, the Ronettes. Crank this up.
I agree with that one.
Yeah. Phil Spector was a cur, the cur of curs. He managed to put this stuff together with a wrecking crew, right, Kenny? The musical background is in the wrecking crew. Alright, so what do we have for other versions? Might be time for a couple of more. Kenny, what happened? This is Whitney Willanen, who used to be... She was
on with us a few years ago.
Christmas star of the day. What's going on with her?
She's doing well. She actually had a new Christmas single this year.
She's too big for us now.
National airplane.
Yeah, she's too big to be on our program? Sorry for that. Heavenly days. Last one. Where's the last one? Your bingo.
Right. Snowman.
It's 28 after the hour on Good Day. Merry Christmas, everybody.
With a corn cob pipe and a butt.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Andrew Weil, MD, is the founder and program director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. He is the author of many best-selling books, including his latest entitled Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being.
There are epidemics of depression and anxiety disorders in all of the developed countries. I think the U.S. is at the most extreme. The pharmaceutical companies have been very effective at persuading people that ordinary states of sadness are matters of unbalanced brain chemistry that require drug treatment. But there is an alarmingly high and I think largely unjustified use of antidepressant medication. Depression clearly requires treatment when it interferes with ordinary activities, when it limits social interaction, ability to work, to take care of yourself. But I think that mild to moderate depression on occasion is part of the normal human experience, and it may even serve a purpose because depression is characterized by a strong inward focus and a tendency to chew over the same thoughts over and over, and this may favor problem solving and creativity. You know, most people that I meet imagine that they'll be happy if they get something that they now don't have, a better job, a new car, a stroke of good fortune. I don't think those are good places to look for positive moods. Rather, I think it is worth striving for contentment, which is an inner sense of fulfillment that's relatively independent of external circumstances.
Dr. Andrew Weil, author of Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Christmas Eve. Jennifer Horn is here with Ken Kessler and Roberta Fasanelli, wishing you and yours, obviously, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person, is going to talk with you in a few minutes about exercise and how it can get rid of depression in you. A lot of people are depressed at holiday time. Sad, but true.
Yeah? It wasn't until Michael just on the break to put stuff in your stocking, Jen.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Michael? Maybe Santa.
Maybe Santa. Maybe Santa. Maybe Santa. Santa Claus. So this is the anniversary of the publication in the New York Sentinel, which became the record. Is that now the Daily News, Roberta?
Have no idea. I think
all
the Daily
tabloids.
News has always been the Daily News.
Yeah, has it really? So the New York Record doesn't exist anymore, but it did. Or the New York Sentinel existed in I think the first year of its existence was 1823, and this comes from the Christmas edition of the paper. The essence of this particular poem, I guess that's probably what it's best called, was written by Clement Moore. It was called A Visit from St. Nicholas when it was first published. Actually, he didn't take credit for it. It was anonymously printed in the newspaper. And it was actually, I think there have been three names for this. Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas, A Visit from St. Nicholas, and then 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. The poem was written on Christmas Eve in 1822, but didn't get published until Christmas 1823. And it happened, apparently Mr. Moore was running an errand for his wife, and he was apparently, I'm piecing together bits of this, but what I like about it is that it was all about his grandchildren. He wanted to tell a story to his grandchildren. And he did tell the story, and they were so delighted with the images of these small, the miniature sleigh and the Etani reindeer that they encouraged him to set it down on paper, because he just told them the story, made it up. He had never written it down. And that's how it appeared. It was Christmas 1822 when he came up with the idea. And eventually it appeared in the New York Book of Poetry, 1837. But it was first published on Christmas Eve, 1823. There are a number of things. If you look at the old Knickerbocker History and the Children's Friend books for children at that era, you would find a lot of things in there that would be very similar to what showed up in the poem, which has been around for, so what, almost 200 years, right? 190 years ago. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As the dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each small hoof, as I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. I don't know that he actually made that sound, but he was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had broad face and small little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Now, since then, there have been people who have tried to ruin this. And I remember when this special version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas showed up, I remember I was full of disdain for it, but then over the years I've kind of grown to think that it was worth something because there's a great message here. We've all heard variations on "Twas the Night Before Christmas," some of them better than others, some of them not good at all. This one is cause for us to think, and maybe you'll have a tear in your eye if you've not heard this before. "Twas the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all around. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far distant land. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found it to be the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping silent, all alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for his bed? I realized the families that I saw that night owed their lives to this soldier who was willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. Don't ask for more. My life is in God's hands, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and went back to sleep. I couldn't control it. I started to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the night's cold chill. I didn't want to leave on that dark, cold night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. So, as meaning one of the things that I remember, I think this actually, the first time I remember reading this was in 2007, as we were winding down in Iraq. And I was remembering yesterday, although I didn't talk about it on the air, yesterday was the fourth anniversary of my return. Can you believe that, Roberta? It was 4 years ago when I went with those people to Iraq.
Wow. I was in Mexico when you were there.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really one of the great experiences. I've been on a lot of trips to a lot of places with a lot of people. It was one of the most fun experiences.
That was with Stephen Baldwin, right?
Stephen Baldwin, Tony Orlando and Don, Leanne.
Was that pre or after? Was that after Ed died? Or before?
No, so that was before, I think.
Before Ed died. I think Ed died 3 years ago this past summer.
Wow.
So this would have been the year before that. But the people that I met, not only were people, there's some of the celebrities and the performances we gave at the USO clubs, but it was just very interesting. There were ministers who'd come along. Mary Eisenhower, whose father just died, was it yesterday? Day before, John Eisenhower? The son of President Eisenhower, she's granddaughter. She sat with me on a lot of the trip. I enjoyed her company a lot. She's a very nice lady. She had put together a group of people create a sort of a secondary school enterprise, gathering a lot of things that went to these children. The underbelly of the 767 we flew over, an American gave us a plane for a week. We were actually gone, I was gone for 6 days, I think, from the time I left to the time we came back, 4 days over there. And one of the things that was really wonderful about American was, and most of their pilots are military, so it made it sort of easy for them, and they were falling. We had eight pilots on the plane, but it's because they all wanted to volunteer and go. And we went over on the 20th of December, came back on the 24th, and it was just, we went over on the 18th, let me think if I can remember this. It was the 23rd we got back, so we would have gone over on the 17th. And it was just amazing to have the experience of giving a lot of things to the children who needed help in school. And there were also a lot of people who brought over a lot of things that that sort of comforted those who were sick and dying. So it was a great experience. Anyway, enough on that. We're going to spend a few minutes with Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, as we prepare for Christmas. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, health expert Andrea Metcalf. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com.
Andrea Metcalf, first of all, our job is to wish you a Merry Christmas. Give you a Happy New Year next year, but happy holidays. And there are a lot of people who want to have a holiday hot body. How do we...
Put down the pie.
Yeah. No cake, no ice cream. So what do you recommend?
Get off the sofa.
Get off the sofa. All right. Do you have the average, by the way, has gone down a little bit as to what people are gaining. The holidays used to put 5 to 10 pounds on people. According to the stats I was looking at, 1 to 5. That's not how many years
you
spent.
You're fit.
Yeah, I suppose that is. Yes. Yep. So, it's okay. I know how excited you get being on this program. So, what do you, I mean, other than the usual pedantic stuff, I look at these things and you have something you're blogging on your website, AndreaMetcalf.com, about losing weight, not having to diet. And that's all about exercise, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think you really can eat a lot of food. Good food like fruits and vegetables and lean proteins. But as long as you're moving, you're going to keep that body feeling good. And let's face it, it's not just about weight. It's about your health. It's about those healthy numbers. It's about how you move and get up in the morning. It's your quality of life. And that's where we need to shift this to. What can you achieve if you lose a few pounds or if you start moving? And that's where it really gets exciting.
Well, does it happen that you might not, if you keep yourself moving, you can continue to eat and sort of party, but if you keep yourself moving at a standard or maybe an aggressive pace, chances are you wouldn't gain any weight at all, right?
Well, during the holiday season, you're exactly right, and that's where that new statistic that it's only 1 to 5 pounds comes into play. That study was based on people who are already healthy at normal body weight. Unfortunately, the people who are overweight still have that 5 to 12 pound gain that they're fighting against because their metabolism is slower. So when they go to eat a few extra 100 calories in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, they're just going to keep putting it on. So they've got to move.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is important is your philosophy of moving is something that carries the day. And one of the things that I saw also on your website was you're encouraging people to touch their toes, to stretch out, because flexibility, when you're exercising, you need to keep the flexibility. Otherwise, if you're really exercising, like I've been doing a lot of exercising the last 4, 5, 6 months, and I could see where you could become muscle bound if you didn't stretch yourself out. Right? I mean, muscle-bound isn't...
Correct.
Some people think that that might be cool, but if you can't move your muscle, that's what really the technical definition of being muscle-bound is, that your muscles get so tight that you can't move them. Right?
That's right. When we see extreme bodybuilders and people who really have huge muscle definition, in all likelihood, they have very reduced flexibility. Flexibility is all about the balance on the joint, how hard one muscle pulls on one side and how hard one muscle pulls on the other. Mm-hmm. And muscles pull two ways. They pull because we use them and they get strong, or we don't use them and they just become stagnant or tight. So the key is to stretch them out and to increase flexibility by balancing strength around the body. CrossFit does probably a pretty good job at doing it.
Yeah, I think it's been fantastic for me. I recommend it. It's a great experience. All right, Merry Christmas to you, my dear. Check out Andrea's ideas on keeping yourself in shape during the holidays at andreametcalf.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Last-minute shopping for health insurance and for Christmas. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with health insurance. You have an extra day to sign up for health insurance on the new state and federal exchanges. Today is the new deadline in order to be insured by January 1st. In announcing the delay, the White House cited high demand and the fact consumers may be enrolling from multiple time zones on healthcare.gov, the federal website for the new exchanges. On to other matters, such as wait to the last day before Christmas shopping. That's the sound of a packed mall. Although preliminary data shows retailers struggling a bit with in-store sales, most of us have encountered plenty of crowds at our local stores and malls. The National Retail Federation says 32 million shoppers wait until Christmas Eve to buy their gifts. And as you may be well aware, some major retailers such as Kohl's and Toys R Us have stayed open around the clock right up until tonight. Let's hear from some last-minute shoppers. Lots of action at this mall in Strongsville, Ohio.
Well, there's been a line like all the way down past there. Yesterday was really bad.
And these Las Vegas area shoppers are hitting the stores for last minute gifts.
I don't have a lot to do. Most of it's done. It's one person I have left.
Right, it's crowded.
This is nothing. Black Friday was around and around the building, and so it was pretty bad.
Wherever you're shopping today, just remember, if someone snatches the parking spot you had your eye on or cuts you off on the checkout line, try to be of good cheer. It's Christmas Eve. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
So to save money, we're not flying to Grandma's, but I did build this robo-grandma. She even sings.
Fun. Jingle bells, bells, bells.
Oh, yeah.
Station's activated.
Oh, no.
Here's a better way to save at the Sears Last Minute Gift Sale on now. Get 50% off sleepwear and robes for the family. Plus a diamond pendant for just $99.99. And you've earned them. Now claim them. Redeem your Shop Your Waypoints today at stores or Sears.com. Holiday a better way. Sears. Sale is 12/24. Prices may vary. Exclusions apply. See stores, Sears.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
On Wall Street, the so-called Santa Claus rally turned yesterday into a record day. The Dow and S&P both hitting new highs. The Dow up 73 points, closing at 16,295. S&P finished up 10 points to 1828. NASDAQ hit a new 13-year high as well, up 44 points yesterday. Today, an early close on Wall Street, a half day of trading on Christmas Eve, and of course, the markets are closed on Christmas Day tomorrow. The Christmas Eve spacewalk at the International Space Station is underway. NASA says the goal is for two astronauts to finish repairing a problem cooling line and to complete their installation of a new ammonia pump. Pope Francis will be leading the annual Christmas observances at the Vatican for the first time tonight. The festivities begin with a ceremony in St. Peter's Square. The Pope will then celebrate the Christmas Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. And finally, tracking Santa. We're talking about NORAD. They've been tracking Santa on Christmas Eve since the 1950s. Navy Captain Jeff Davis says NORAD uses some extremely high-tech gear to perform this mission.
We use our satellites in space, satellites that are normally used to capture that infrared flash of light that's created with a missile launch. We use that, of course, to follow Rudolph's red nose.
Ah, you see, without that red nose of Rudolph's, this would be a much tougher deal. As for how you can track Santa, couple of ways. You can log on to NORADSanta.org and watch Santa's progress as he and his reindeer fly around the globe today and tonight. The website is active right now. You can also talk to a live person at NORAD by calling them at 1-877-HI-NORAD. Stacy Knott at NORAD says those phones are very busy each year.
Our NORAD Track Santa Operations Center, which has over 1,200 volunteers, took over 114,000 phone calls.
Funny, isn't it? If you work at NORAD this time of year, you automatically get sleigh bells and Christmas music to accompany you as you speak. Right, Stacy?
One of our major partners, of course, is Microsoft.
That's enough. Bill Gates doesn't need the promotional help. Anyway, we'll certainly be tracking Santa through the day and through the evening with the expectation that he and his reindeer will complete their journey right on schedule as always. Hey, what do you know? I'm getting some Yuletide accompaniment myself. I'm David Weiss. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve. I can get used to this. That's the news that matters.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or 1-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with preferred financing.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.